This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. I have with me Lynn Matheson. She is the owner of Matheson Interiors in Auburn, Alabama. Welcome, Lynn. It's a pleasure having you as a guest today.
Well, Susanna, thank you so much for including us and inviting us to be on the podcast. We've been good team members for a lot of years.
That's right. You and I have been friends for a long time and have been partners for a long time as well. So for those that are listening to the podcast, tell us a little bit about Matheson Interiors.
Matheson Interiors really is based on family, faith, our friends, and we all try to maintain our focus in life. As my daughter, Clay Aaron, works with me as well, we feature Lauren Hickson, my other daughter, her artwork. We are strong believers in the faith, and I believe God has given me the creativity and the ideas and the talent to do what I do. I've always heard just find something you love to do and make a business out of it. So we did. And if we can stay focused on the main thing, keeping that, then we try to stay focused and help other people achieve their years. We've been in business 45 plus years.
Oh, man, I can't believe that, Lynn.
Can you believe?
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
That's crazy. Time does go by fast, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it does. Too fast. We have to enjoy every day.
Yes. So tell me, 45 years ago, how did you get into this business? What brought you to interiors?
Well, I was raising kids and trying to figure out a way to make a living and support our family. And 2008 came along, as you remember. Mm-hmm. And we had just started doing our business. I felt like God had really called me to do what I love to do, gave me the opportunity in a local area where there was a strip center to maybe do retail, showcase the furniture we were doing. And we actually were working out of a storage unit. And with the downturn of the economy, I had very little money at the time, but I took what I had and invested in furniture and started buying inventory because it was really hard to get. And therein lies, we're in business here. We were just doing projects, and then it grew into where we bought inventory, and we have our business now. And I really believe that you can't sell out of an empty apple cart. So
that's right.
Keeping the furniture in stock, we have a lot of inventory, always have had. And I believe that's been one of the secrets to our success.
You have really kind of two sides to your business. You have your help with interior design, and then you also have your showroom with the beautiful furniture pieces that you handpick yourself. And so tell us a little bit about both of those sides of your business.
The side about choosing the inventory, I love to custom design the pieces we get and have the people that work with us. All of us are a team. We work as a team, not individuals. And they all help select and choose what we feel the customer really wants. I really basically am not a retail person. We do more projects. I love to work with people and help them accomplish what it is they want, help make their home beautiful, make it a place where they can bring other people in. And, you know, I don't like to cook, and so I hire somebody to do that. And other people don't like to decorate. It's overwhelming. But to me, it's an easy process. But again, I like it. I like the buying and the selling of it. So it has worked. It has worked for us.
Well, you know, you've been in business long enough to come across some misconceptions or some things that people don't quite understand about the furniture business or even interior design, you know, for that matter. What are some of the things that you've come across that people might think that was not necessarily true?
A lot of people think that, you know, a chair is a chair, but that's not true. Or mm-hmm. that a sofa is a sofa. And there's a different level of quality. I always use cars to sell by because you've got all kind of good cars, but they're different values of the different cars, and the same with furniture. And a lot of times I believe that we really need to be a good steward of how we spend our money, but God wants us to do things with excellence. And our motto here is excellence is never an accident. And with that, he wants our homes to be that. And whatever the budget, no, there's no budget too small or too big. We try to do that, be a good steward of the dollars, try to figure out what the people, what their needs are, what their desire for the business would be, and then take that and incorporate their budget to be a good steward of their finances, and then wind up with a look in their home that really speaks volumes for who they are.
Something that matches their personality.
Their personality, their lifestyle, and purpose. It's exactly right.
So over the years, I like to ask this question to all of my guests because I think it's encouraging for people who are listening to the podcast to understand that going into business for yourself is a challenge, but it's got a lot of rewards. And what are some of the challenges that you have overcome either personally or in your business that has made you a stronger person or your business a stronger business?
You know, that's a good question because there's so many in different facets of my personal growth in life. But I would say in business, it was borrowing money. I know in a business, sometimes you have to have a line of credit in order to do business. I grew up doing Dave Ramsey and Financial Peace University, and I just believe in debt-free living and debt-free lifestyle. And learning to borrow money to get the cash flow where it needs to be for a couple of months until the jobs and projects materialize. That was really, really hard for me. I felt like my daddy would roll over in his grave.
Oh, no.
But that really has given myself permission to learn good business strategies. But our business is a debt-free business. Our lifestyle is debt-free. And I encourage everyone to do that. So I don't encourage my clients to get themselves into trouble by spending money to get their home the way it needs to be. It's really just making order out of what they have and adding to it to get it updated in a place where there's peace and harmony within.
Right. You don't have to have it perfect right off the bat. It's a work in progress. And for me, that's the fun of interior design is getting it a piece at a time.
That's right.
You have a slogan that you've used often that I really love. When you buy nice, you don't buy twice.
That's right.
And that's good advice is wait till you've saved up the money to buy the really good quality piece so that you're not buying furniture every 3 to 5 years.
Well, a lot of people do that, and you wind up spending a lot more money in the long run. And I believe that really doing the interior of your home is an investment. And if you buy nice and add to it, then you're always not trying to make do or trying to replace. And I found this happened really in my life. I never was satisfied, but I only bought what I could afford at the time. Mm-hmm. And I've encouraged my daughters and I've encouraged other people just buy one nice thing that you really like. And then let's add to it. The biggest thing is I try to encourage our clients to make a plan and let's work that plan. If you can do the whole house at one time, that's great. If you can do a piece at a time, that's great. Whatever the budget would allow, but buy nice and you're not going to buy twice. We had one client one time say to us, Miss Lynn, I've called you out here and I didn't buy nice, so now I'm buying twice. He said, your motto really does work.
Well, Lynn, tell me, what is one thing you wish people knew about Matheson Interiors that they may not realize or, you know, come to mind?
What is one thing? Oh, that's hard. The one thing I really do is what I just alluded to a second ago, and that's just to make a plan, work a plan, and that we're about stewardship. Mm-hmm. And our people become like family to us. We're not just here to sell a sofa or sell a lamp or a picture. And we can do that. And we do that a lot of times and we will deliver that. But we like to come into your home, hear your needs, your desires, what is it you're trying to accomplish, and then make a plan. Susanna, I can't tell you how many times somebody will come in looking for a sofa. And that's what they think they need. For instance, we were just there at a house yesterday. He thought he needed a new rug. Mm-hmm. But his rug was fine. What he needed was a new sofa.
Yeah.
And so we were able to show him how, why, and help them to understand. And they love it. And with that, we feel like they'll be return customers. And then it's fun to have a plan. And then they see the progress as it goes. And they don't feel like they're always trying to struggle to get it like their home like they want it. But they see it coming together. And it becomes then a joy, not a burden.
Absolutely. Well, Lynn, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you so much for being with me. Real quick, tell us how to get in touch with you. Where are you located and your phone number and the website?
We're located 1280 Moores Mill Road. And our websites are Matheson Interiors. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And please come see us. We'd love to be a part of helping you build your home or your office. We do a lot of commercial work. We have a lot of my grandchildren that work with me as well. We're a family business. And you had asked me earlier one time what I did for fun. It's grandchildren, grandchildren, yeah. Grandchildren. So I love to incorporate the family.
Well, thank you so much, Lynn. I've enjoyed talking to you today.
Oh, Suzanne, I've always enjoy you, and I wish you well, and thank you for always including us.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.